Glory to God. Welcome to Wonder in Reality. This is Jim. It's Christmas, of course, December 23rd. We get a lot of Christmas if we live in the United States. Perhaps in other places too. A lot of the commercial side of it. But this message is about the spiritual significance of Christmas, which is so wonderful, so glorious, we could never put it into words. And really, that's the gospel. We can celebrate this season. We can celebrate Jesus Christ, His birth, spiritually. But we can also do it every day. We should keep that in mind, how glorious this wonderful gospel is, that God has sent His Son. God came to earth as a man and justified Himself to the world. It's beyond human comprehension, really. And, I mean, we could give messages every day of the year. We could give hours and hours of messages about this, that God sent His only Son to be born, and how wonderful it is. So I want to focus in on just one, you know, just some specifics. Jesus fulfilled all the prophecy. You know, there's more than, I think it's more than 300 Old Testament prophecies that Jesus fulfilled. So that's one thing. Number two, His name was not Jesus till He was born and He was named Jesus. He was the you know, with God. He's God Almighty. And He was with God in the beginning, in eternity past. And a great man of God said, you know, gave this kind of example. We don't know if it's actually true, but in eternity past, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit had a meeting. And God the Father said, you know, I'm going to create humans in My image, but they're going to fall. And you know, to His Son, He said, you're going to have to go and save them. And He said, well, I'll go, but the Holy Spirit, you've got to give Me the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we have the Holy Spirit now. Glory to God. Number two, here's Jesus, here's Mary's prayer. So Mary visits Elizabeth. As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit when she said in a loud voice, blessed are You among women, and blessed is the child You will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of My Lord should come to Me? This is Luke 1:43. As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill His promises to her. So here's Mary's prayer. Well, Luke 1:46 through 55. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has been mindful of the humble state of His servant. From now on, all generations will call Me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for Me. Holy is His name. His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with His arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. This is the New King James. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. I love that, all of that, but specifically, you know, she says, he's put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He's filled the hungry with good things. The rich he has sent away empty. It's just like when Jesus said, you know, blessed are you who are poor, who are weeping, who are hungry, but woe to you who are rich, who are full, who are laughing. Well, glory to God. Merry Christmas to you. I keep these messages short because the gospel and the Christmas message, it's all simple. It's all simple. Glory to God. Thanks for listening.